walking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShane. Parker Press a Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jumping, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassett. Now, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal with our musical director, Joe Cartwright.
Yeah!
Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete Weber.
Woo! Good to be back with you all tonight.
Good evening, all.
For another fun hour of jazz, blues, and comedy here on 12th Street Jump.
We've got a fun one.
We always do. This week I was at the Here Now Audio Festival and ran into a guy that listens to us in Phoenix on KJAZZ.
All right.
KJZA out there, Radio Phoenix. You know, people all over the place appreciating what we do, and we sure appreciate them listening.
Happy to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
All.
Always a good time.
We're taking over the world, but you know?
One jazz tune at a time.
At a time. Hey, you know, you will like this bit of news.
What's that?
NASA has announced a project to spot asteroids that threaten to hit the Earth and wipe out life as we know it.
Oh.
So the next time your boss catches you staring off into space, tell him you're just working for NASA and saving the world. I think that'll work.
That's
for you,
right,
Pete.
You know, in other news, Jeb Bush, said the future of our economy depends on immigrants because they are more fertile, he says, and create more businesses that native-born Americans can be a part of. After hearing this, Barbara Bush called W to apologize for calling him the dumb one.
And speaking of dumb, Ford received so many complaints about its new touchscreen controls that it's bringing back knobs and buttons on its car entertainment system.
Oh.
For those of you under 18, knobs and buttons are what your other four fingers are for.
Let's get this thing going with Mike Tyrone and Joe with a Jimmy Van Heusen tune that Ahmad Jamal recorded on his chamber music for the new jazz album, Darn That Dream. Thank you.
All right, that was Joe, Mike, and Tyrone. Thank you.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of Frederick Russell Jones, or, as the jazz world knows him, the great pianist Ahmad Jamal. Born in Pittsburgh, Jones was influenced at an early age by local artists from Earl Hines and Billy Strayhorn to Mary Lou Williams and Errol Garner. He studied with pianist James Miller and began playing professionally at the age of 14 when he was recognized as a coming-up great by no less than expert on talent Art Tatum.
Jamal hit the road with guitarist Ray Crawford and bassist Eddie Calhoun, calling themselves the Three Strings. The group played extended engagement at the Blue Note in Chicago and Embers in New York. That's where they caught the attention of producer John Hammond, who signed them to OK Records.
The Three Strings changed significantly when guitarist Crawford was replaced with drummer Vernell Fournier in 1957, while the group was working as the house trio at the Pershing Hotel in Chicago. That group released a live album entitled Live at the Pershing, But Not For Me, that stayed on the jazz charts for 108 weeks. Ahmad Jamal's arrangement of the standard Poinciana, one of his biggest hits, was a part of that groundbreaking record, the first of more than 60 jazz recordings by an artist still making music six decades later.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes Ahmad Jamal made famous. To help us get that done, we're going to need our own master of the 88s, 12th Street Jump musical director, Joe Cartwright.
You got a chance to talk to me, Joe?
I do.
Well, you're going to be busy playing over there.
I'm usually pretty busy, Pete.
You up to this task tonight?
I can handle it.
Yeah, and Ahmad Jamal, he influenced you as well as millions of others, right?
Absolutely. I've always felt, as do many, that Jamal was and is underexposed. And it's interesting that Miles Davis, of all people, a real icon in jazz, mentions that Ahmad Jamal was one of his primary influences.
And as far as being an influence on you, what did you like about his style?
I think the things that that really resonate with me about Ahmad Jamal's style is his minimalist approach, and that would include his use of space, silence, standard techniques like tension and release, and especially dynamics.
And he followed through on another dream that you're envious of.
Yeah, yes, indeed. I was reading in his bio that at one point he actually opened his own club. It was called the Alhambra. And that's something that I'd kind of like to do someday.
What's your place going to be called?
Cup of Joe.
All right, man. So what tune are we going to get started with?
This is a tune that he recorded on his Live at the Pershing classic album, the Gershwin tune called But Not For Me.
Thank you.
Joe Conrad, huh?
Yeah.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Dr. Pearl. The first letter is from Paula in Georgia. Paula writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to be the queen of deep-fried cuisine, but now I'm the mama of Food Network drama. All because I told some lawyer that I occasionally use the N-word. The N-word? You mean non-fat? You see, Dr. Pearl, I love all people. I make deep-fried bagels for my Jewish friends and deep-fried sushi for my Japanese friends. So who do I need to butter up to get my show back, Dr. Pearl? Can you help me?
Okay. Now you all know why we say if you have issues, that causes a conniption. I will do what I can. I'm here to help all. I won't discriminate. We all felt sorry when we heard you were diabetic. But Paula, looks like what's ailing you is you're type 2 pathetic. Shove a spoon up your butt, girl. Add breadcrumbs nice and thick. Plop yourself in boiling oil. Call it deep fried Paula on a stick.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You're southern cooking hacker.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And a bigoted bad food backer.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Get back in your barrel, cracker. I guess prices aren't the only thing dropping at Walmart. That's all I can do. That's the best.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Second letter. Second letter is from George, who's hiding out in a men's warehouse bathroom. Huh? He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to have a warehouse for men with more cheap suits than a discount law firm. My commercials were on more times a day than Seinfeld reruns. Then, all of a sudden, I get canned. Now I'm working as a body double for the most interesting man in the world, and people keep confusing me with that George Zimmerman guy. I can't walk past a mirror because I'm not gonna like the way I look. Can you help me, Dr. Pearl?
I can and I will. First of all, I have to say, just the voice alone in the commercials is great. And if you're hanging out with the most interesting man in the world, that's not bad. But that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for your job back. So let me assist you in getting that done. When it came to menswear, you really were the best. No one left your store without a jacket, pants, and vest. Try on a different suit, George, and let your lawyer plead it. Sue the board for your old job. You'll win, I guarantee it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your voice is so sonorous.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your commercials never bore us.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Oh, come on back and do them for us. Oh, yeah, and bring that beer guy with the babes.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
I always like how he'd help the guy who stepped off the airplane and didn't get his luggage and needed a suit for a very important meeting.
There you go, exactly.
He was a
hero. I hope you're having as much fun as we are. Stay close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, in addition to Ahmad Jamal, we celebrate the birthday this week of vocalist Johnny Hartman. Raised in Chicago, Hartman began singing and playing the piano when he was only 8 years old. He sang as an Army private during World War II and began working professionally in 1946 when he won a singing contest that earned Hartman a one-week engagement with Earl Hines.
Father Hines liked what he heard and added Hartman to the band. After the Hines Orchestra, Dizzy Gillespie invited Hartman to join his big band for an 8-week tour in California. Hartman then played with pianist Errol Garner before going solo in early 1950.
Johnny Hartman is probably best known for his collaboration with saxophonist John Coltrane in 1963, at the height of Train's career. The album is called John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman and is considered one of the greatest jazz collaborations of all time.
Here's David Bassey to sing a Kurt Weill tune Johnny Hartman recorded on his album entitled Songs of the Heart. Let's listen to September Song.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls. When I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls, and as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. When you meet with the young girls early in the spring, you court them with song and rhyme. They answer with words and a clover ring. But if you could examine the goods they bring, they'd have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. For it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. When autumn weather turns leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Well, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days, I'll spend them with you. These precious days, I'll spend with you. Thank you. precious few. September, November, and these few precious days, I'll spend them with you. These precious days, I'll spend.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Aaron Hernandez had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The Supreme Court did the right thing when they put an end to DOMA.
You get your money.
You know, folks, now, gays can now get married most every place but Oklahoma. And it made Anderson Cooper so happy, but it put Rush Limbaugh in a coma.
They didn't find Jimmy Hoffa. He wasn't buried in Michigan ground. No sign of Hoffa, though I hear they checked all around. You know, maybe next time they'll try looking in the mafia's lost and found.
Pope Francis says the Vatican, it has a big gay lobby. His staff said not to worry. To them, it's just a hobby.
I'm not watching out for drones yet. My foil hat will block their views.
Go out and have a good week. That's all for Blues in the News.
Here's Joe and the Band with an Ahmad Jamal original, Night Mist Blues.
about Joe Cartwright and the trio, huh?
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out this week's CD releases and music info and other happenings in the world of jazz. David Bassett, what's going on?
Oh, lots of great music in jazz. Lots of great stuff coming out. New stuff, old stuff, all kinds of cool things. And, you know, it's just a little bit more difficult to find the great jazz stuff online and so on, and go around the pop music and so on. Take the time to do it. You'll find some great music, like Joe Locke's new one, Lay Down My Heart, at number one on the jazz charts. Also, Christian McBride and an album called People Music by his band Inside Straight. And the interesting thing about those two CDs is one's called People Music, and the other one, Joe Locke's CD, on the inside, he says, this is people music. Go figure. I don't know.
Good for people like me, even.
People like you. Even people like you.
What about people like Paula Deen?
She might dig it, too.
Maybe
you never
not
know.
So. I don't know. Who knows?
She might dig it. You never know.
I don't know. We don't ever know about her, do we?
You know, put it on at the NASCAR track. What was that music?
For all people, for sure. Now, besides Ahmad Jamal and Johnny Hartman, we celebrate the birthdays this week of two very important smooth jazz artists,
wow,
Rick Braun and Kenny Gorelick. You know, Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Drummers Rashid Ali and Louis Belson have birthdays this week, as does pianist and composer Andrew Hill. A happy birthday to bass player Stanley Clark, one of the hardest working guys in show business. And this week we celebrate the birthday of a vocal diva that crossed all the lines throughout her illustrious and lavish career, Miss Lena Horne.
Yeah.
And to learn more about all these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for our weekly emails. You'll get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and you can check out our own YouTube channel. It's all just some of the things that's happening this week in jazz.
Like jazz, and you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man. Wild jazz, yeah, jazz, oh, jazz. People like you, Pete.
Thank you, David.
Plain old folks, regular cats.
I'm as plain and old as they get.
How old are you anyway? You look to be about 27.
You know, we'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Maybe 26.
I said we'll be back.
26, I think.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, Boston fans can shake off the Stanley Cup blues with the Doc Brown Quartet at Devlin's Bistro. In Anchorage, Alaska, slip into the taproom for Jazz After Dark with the Monday Night Society. And Phoenix gets lucky when the Superstition Jazz Orchestra kicks things off at the Nash.
Catch our own David Bassey at the Holyfield Vinery and Winery near Kansas City. In South Bend, say hello to a few of our old friends, Victor and Penny, coming to town for a gig at Merriman Playhouse.
Iowa Jazz fans, head over to the 23rd Annual Iowa City Jazz Festival for 3 days of great jazz. In Huntsville, Alabama, the Rocket City Jazz Orchestra is holding a swing dance competition this weekend. Wherever you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Nedra Dixon to sing a Gershwin tune that Ahmad Jamal recorded on his 1955 release, Chamber Music of the New Jazz. It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Oh, he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she said, from that stream. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all you chillin', the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, have no fault. Oh, I takes the gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Oh. Lived 900 years.
Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man what's 900 years? It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. They tell all you chillin', the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so.
How about Nedra Dixon, everyone?
Hey, Pete.
What?
Is that a bee buzzing around your head?
Oh, worse. I think it's one of those new CIA drones. Oh. It's been following me ever since I went to the store for hummus and pita bread.
Oh, it must think you're a threat to the United States or a McDonald quarter pounder.
I know. I'm more paranoid than Donald Trump on a windy day. Hey, you got anything better than this foil hat or this umbrella to fight my NSA blues?
They're looking at your emails, your searches, and your tweets. They're working undercover. You'd better check between the sheets.
They know who you are dating. They're even reading your tattoos. Those eyeballs in my window give me the NSA blues.
It started with George W. and his so-called Patriot Act. In the name of national security, now your life can be hacked.
It's harmless and transparent. At least Obama has those views. Whenever he says, trust me, I get the NSA blues.
Ask them why they do it. Their answer is because they know more stuff about you than God or Santa Claus.
They're watching everybody for the person who opposes. So how did Snowden get away right under their damn noses?
They say they aren't spying, just getting metadata. But if you ask to see it, they'll feed you to an alligator.
You know those eight birdies flying over, it's just the tiny drones they use. It's time to duck and cover. I got the NSA blues.
Those wiretapping,
freedom zapping, it's entrapping,
civil rights scrapping,
seize you crapping, NSA blues.
Oh my goodness. Always a good time. Irving Berlin wrote it and Johnny Hartman recorded it. Now here's David Bassey to sing Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you.
At me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing this song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, I never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
That is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Ahmad Jamal, give it up for our master of the 88, Mr. Joe Cartwright.
Woo! Still working over there.
Still working.
And how about the 12th Street Jump Band? Always Mike Warren on the drums.
Yeah.
Tyrone Clark on the bass.
That's
how about
there.
The vocalist? David Bassey.
Blue Sky.
Nedra Dixon, huh?
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mize and production assistant Brenna Hayes. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to say thank you to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at big letters, big numbers, all 12th Street Pete. And sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com.
The bigger the better.
Yes, join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of band leader Louis Jordan with our special guest, Brian Redman. Until then, I'm Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Thomas Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!